Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. The UN General Assembly has gotten underway this morning for a week of meetings with world leaders. And as it begins, we learn the U.S. Secret Service was quietly dismantling a massive hidden telecom network across the New York area. Our Juliet Papa has the details.
The illegal network of SIM cards and servers could have crippled cellular service in New York City. New York Secret Service agent in charge, Matt McCool, explaining.
These devices allowed anonymous encrypted communications between potential threat actors and criminal enterprises, enabling criminal organizations to operate undetected.
The scope was uncovered during an investigation into death threats made to federal government officials, including those who worked in the White House.
These devices were concentrated within 35 miles of the global meeting of the United Nations General Assembly, now underway in New York City.
The concern also too many damage or blockage of security and emergency response in the New York area. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
And happening now, President Trump is addressing the United Nations General Assembly, touting his administration's accomplishments.
1 year ago, our country was in deep trouble. But today, just 8 months into my administration, we are the hottest country anywhere in the world. And there is no other country even close.
The president also criticizing the United Nations in his speech, saying, quote, empty words. It's empty words. And empty words don't solve wars. Meanwhile, outside the UN building, hundreds of protesters gathering against Trump. Our Glenn Shuck reporting from there.
At least 200 people, a coalition of groups gathering in the steps of the public library. Their signs read in unison, resist Donald Trump. They then started marching east on 42nd toward the UN. Owen Crowley, one of the organizers.
Are you angry? Is it a combination?
I would say not disappointed. Alarmed is probably a better word.
Now, when the group reached 2nd Avenue, dozens sat down on the street and they were arrested. This woman among them screaming at police.
Free my people now!
But then the crowd dispersed. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, here at 42nd and 3rd.
And of course, keep it right here to 1010 Winds. We will keep you updated as the General Assembly continues. City Council is demanding answers about people dying in NYPD custody. The Inspector General for the department has now launched an investigation into those deaths. At least 9 have been reported this year alone. Megan Phillip, the director of special litigation at Legal Aid, weighed in, saying the review is only a first step, calling for an end to broken windows policing and unlawful arrests for low-level offensive. The Legal Aid Society called for the investigation in a letter 10 days ago. A spokesperson for the NYPD says they, quote, take any death in custody seriously and enact a thorough investigation through their Force Investigation Division. Former Vice President Kamala Harris is now endorsing Zohran Mamdani in the mayoral race in New York City. She was on MSNBC with Rachel Maddow last night when she was asked what she thought of him.
Look, as far as I'm concerned, he's the Democratic nominee and he should be supported.
Do you endorse his candidacy?
I support the Democrat in the race, sure.
Some top Democrats still haven't weighed in, including House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries. He says his endorsement decision is, quote, coming sooner rather than later. Separately, Mamdani took to X yesterday saying he'll now reschedule a WABC town hall after Jimmy Kimmel Live was put back on the air, calling the move a victory for free speech. He previously pulled out of the event, blasting the network for their decision to suspend the show. City sanitation workers had a disturbing surprise in Queens when they stumbled on human skeletal remains inside a garbage bag. Police say the workers made the discovery while collecting trash near JFK Airport Monday morning. They contacted police after spotting a foul-smelling bag wrapped in tape and rope. EMS later confirmed the remains belonged to a woman. Now the medical examiner will determine the cause of death and try to identify the body. An investigation remains ongoing. A close call in the Bronx. Police say an empty MTA bus rolled down a hill, crashing into a retaining wall outside an apartment building in Riverdale. It happened late last night around 10:45. The 37-year-old driver saying they had just parked the bus when it started rolling back down on Broadway. Luckily, no one was hurt and the building wasn't damaged.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.